This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Donald Trump became the first sitting U.S. president to enter North Korea Sunday, stepping across the border during a meeting at the demilitarized zone with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. AP's Ben Thomas has a report.
President Trump has just walked across the demarcation line that made him the first U.S. president to visit our country.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un speaking to a translator at the demilitarized zone after President Trump took 10 steps into the north alongside him.
Stepping across that line was a great honor. A lot of progress has been made. A lot of friendships have been made, and this has been in particular a great friendship.
The exchange of pleasantries turned into a 50-minute meeting and an agreement to revive talks on North Korea's nuclear program. Trump later telling reporters,
Speed is not the object. We want to see if we can do a really comprehensive, good deal.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Parades took place across the country today to mark Gay Pride and to close out a month that marked 50 years since the riots at the Stonewall Inn. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
New York, Chicago, San Francisco, and Seattle are all holding parades. In Manhattan, organizers of the annual Pride March say 150,000 people are expected to participate, with hundreds of thousands more lining the streets to watch. The event concludes a month of Stonewall commemorations, which is considered the birthplace of the modern gay rights movement. On June 28, 1969, patrons resisted a police raid at the Stonewall Inn, sparking protests leading to long-term activism. Julie Walker, New York.
Sudanese doctors group says five people have been killed and several seriously wounded in a day of demonstrations against military rule in Sudan. Tens of thousands of protesters rallied across the country Sunday, calling for a civilian government. You're listening to VOA News.
In quest'ultimo giorno di giugno, auguro a tutti i lavoratori di